Blurred Lines, Pregnant Emily Ratajkowski Claims Child Will Choose Own Gender When 18. By Neil Monroe on October 27, 2020. Pregnant model and actress Emily Ratajkowski told Vogue magazine she would only announce the gender of her child once the child turns 18. She wrote, "When my husband and I tell friends that I'm pregnant, their first question after congratulations is almost always, 'Do you know what you want?' We like to respond that we won't know the gender until our child is 18 and that they'll let us know then." But the fashionable transgender clichés are quickly discarded by supermodel Ratajkowski, who is living proof that biology makes each woman extremely different from their male husband, such as her own husband, Sebastian Baramsey Clard. The transgender ideology insists that each person can be free to choose their own particular gender, regardless of biology, if the federal government will just enforce each person's gender preferences on everybody else. Yet Ratajkowski quickly admits that biology rules over gender for her child. "I resent that his entire family's DNA is inside of me, but that my DNA is not inside him. Everyone has opinions on what to expect from a boy or a girl. Boys develop slower. They're more work than girls as toddlers, but they love their moms so much. One friend tells me, winking, 'Girls mature faster but are so sensitive.' Another adds, 'I realize that while I may hope my child can determine their own place in the world, they will, no matter what, be faced with the undeniable constraints, before they can speak or, hell, even be born.'" Her recognition of biology before birth invalidates her chatter about transgender, because the transgender ideology insists that biology is irrelevant to chosen gender. And amid her clichés, construction of gender, privilege, Ratajkowski wrote that she just wants her child to live a normal life, like hundreds of millions of Americans have already developed from children to decent male or female adults, with a wide variety of masculine or feminine personalities. She wrote, "I'm terrified of inadvertently cultivating the carelessness and the lack of awareness that are so convenient for men. It feels much more daunting to create an understanding of privilege in a child than to teach simple black and white morality. How do I raise a child who learns to like themselves while also teaching them about their position of power in the world?" Regardless of the transgender clichés that she uses in Vogue, Ratajkowski's child will likely decide that he or she enjoys a male or female body. The research shows more than 99% of other Americans, even the vast majority of kids who play around with gender roles before puberty, eventually ignore the transgender ideology's claim that personality can be split from a male or female biology. The transgender ideology has run amok through the U.S. commercial culture since the U.S. Supreme Court handed a victory in the gay marriage debate to progressives. But an increasing number of Americans, including gays and lesbians, are now speaking up for biology, freedom, and decency against the transgressive identity politics ideology of gender.